Coffee with Fleming in the Morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
Your hometown news station is AM 1300 KGLO, and it's time for our Caregiver Corner, something I look forward to every Wednesday morning. We have Lark Trigstad with us on our live line. Hey, Lark.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah, and I do look forward to this every week. You have some great information for us.
Yeah, we do too. It's really great to be able to talk to folks out there about caregiving, because it's not really a topic everyone discusses. So, yeah.
You know, as we each get a day older, there are other opportunities for caregiving that we didn't think might even be in the plans, right?
Exactly. Never know.
Yeah. I saw the topic come across today, and you had John Wayne.
Yes.
Yeah, the Cowboys there. We're burning daylight.
Yes.
And John Wayne used this line in the 1972 movie Cowboys to rustle up some motivation for his hired hands to get up and get moving. Caregivers sometimes feel frustrated to get their older family member to get things done.
Exactly. And there really was a great story on the ARP website called How to Motivate Without Bullying During Caregiving. So today we're going to talk about how can we manage to be coaches, not bosses, and effective motivators, not feared bullies.
Good information. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Certain things do have to get done. Otherwise, family caregivers might feel that they are guilty of irresponsibility and neglect. But like the Duke, I'll tell you, Pilgrim, he showed tough love. And in return, his Cowboys responded with respect and eventual trust.
The author of the AARP story writes about his mother and in his caregiving years. And he and his mother had many tense moments about rousing her from bed to get ready for medical appointments.
Barry continues, he'd pop into her bedroom and wake her and then remind her a few minutes later that she really needed to get up, and then cajole her, plead with her, and ultimately use his sternest, and I mean business, tone. He thought he was helping motivate her in those instances, and she'd say she felt like he was bullying her.
Oh, good for her. You know, sometimes when we're tired or frustrated or impatient, or when there really is a situation of dire urgency, many caregivers are prone to pressure care receivers too hard to conform to their schedules and routines and regimens. We rationalize the approach we've taken on the basis of practicality and expedience, but many of us second-guess ourselves later about whether that was really necessary.
Caregiving isn't about efficiency, it is about caring. And there are front and back burner issues. And on the front burner, mostly issues having to do with safety, such as taking medications appropriately or driving capably, for which the caregiver should be firm and persuasive. Most other issues are on the back burner of importance and need for action.
I think that's a good way to look at it. And, you know, for these items, caregivers should allow receivers to exercise as much choice as possible and shift plans accordingly. And that means being more flexible and accommodating, as well as respectful. In retrospect, Barry felt he could have scheduled his mother's doctor's appointment later in the day, even if it was less convenient for him, or just canceled them all together if they weren't urgent issues.
Mm-hmm. We can sometimes get so wrapped up in the hectic pace of caregiving life that we lose the sense of how we're coming across to others. So listen to feedback from family members about how we are conducting ourselves. That's probably a pretty good idea, right?
Exactly. Yes.
So we've got so slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. Let's go. We're burning daylight, says the cowboy.
The Duke.
You know, it reminds me of what, and you can ask people in my family. They hear me say this all the time, and probably what? Even people that have worked with me. It really is a similar kind of thing. I always say, well, is it urgent or is it important?
Oh, ha ha! And
I usually get that look like, and that's really what it is. And you just have it to break those things down, and it can be quite helpful that way.
And put yourself in the care receiver's place, because, you know, as you slow down, getting older, it really is frustrating to that person also. They wish they could do the things they used to do, and it makes them feel bad too. So I guess work as a team, that's what we like to say. And of course, if you have questions, you can go to NorthIowaSageLink.com. And look up issues like caregiver burden, caregiver stress, caregiver happiness, all the different things. You know, we talk a lot about being so frustrated, but there's joy to caregiving too. So that's something to remember. And you'll look back at it on it as one of the best experiences of your life, I think.
Yeah, find that joy, right?
Right.
Good idea. Hey, Lark, great to talk to you this morning, as always, on our Caregiver Corner, and wish you the very best for the week, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. See you then.
Thanks, Lark. It's Lark Trakestad with us, and that is our Caregiver Corner program. I'm Tim Fleming on AM 1300 KGLO.